welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we started off a brand new series, kicked off a brand new series that we're calling Beyond the Shallows. We're looking at the life of Simon Peter. We're going to be seeing really the gospel through the lens of his life and experiences and his following of Christ. And that's the big idea of the series, actually, is that we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. And I think perhaps no one's life in the New Testament exemplifies that truth more than Simon Peter. He has ups and he has downs. He has great moments of faith and great moments of foolishness. And all throughout it, though, we see Peter learning to follow Jesus one step at a time and ultimately seeing God use Simon Peter in just some incredible, incredible ways. We kicked off the series looking at the call of Simon Peter, where Jesus is at the Sea of Galilee, and he and Peter have had some, they've known each other up to this point in time, but he has not yet called him as a disciple, as one of the 12, and he's teaching the crowds, and he gets in Simon's boat, and he teaches the crowd from the boat, and then he looks at Simon Peter, and he says, I want you to throw the nets out. Take your nets. I want to throw them out into the deep of the lake, the deep section of the lake. And I missed this at first. You know, Simon Peter's reply is, Master, we toiled all night and we caught nothing. But at your word, I will let down the nets. And when I read that, the first time I thought, well, I mean, he just said, we toiled all night. Like, it's just been a bad fishing day. I'm tired. I don't really want to do that. And I thought maybe that was the end of it. But as I was reading, it's actually more than that. It's throwing out into the deep of the lake during the daytime is like the worst way to fish. It makes no sense. Everyone knew you were supposed to fish along the shoreline at night. Hence him saying, we toiled all night. And so you've got this wonderful moment here where Jesus, the carpenter's son, is saying to Simon Peter, the professional fisherman, you know, throw out your nets into the deep. And on the surface level, it makes no sense. It's like, you know, Master, that's not how you fish. And yet we know, right? Luke knows, and Peter is discovering Jesus isn't just the carpenter's son. Jesus is the Lord of all creation. Jesus knows exactly what's going to happen here, but Simon Peter doesn't. And so I want to hone in on and just get us to kind of contemplate this moment of tension for Simon Peter, where Jesus tells him to do something. He hears Jesus very clearly, take the net, throw it out into the deep. And it seems to make little sense. And you got other fishermen watching, and he's tired, and he's got a whole crowd of people watching. I mean, there are many reasons to say, you know, Jesus, I don't know about this. And at first, Master, we toiled all night. But then comes this wonderful response, at your word, I will do it. I will let down the nets. And of course, the result is that he gets to see God's activity. He sees this miraculous catch of fish, and he ends up, you know, coming to Jesus and saying, depart from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man. And Jesus says, don't be afraid, Peter. From now on, you're going to be fishing for people, right? You come follow me. And Peter does. And Simon Peter and his brother Andrew and James and John all leave the boats. They leave everything and they follow Jesus. But the question I want us to ponder for just a moment here is, how many times in our lives have we had those moments where we've heard clearly from the Lord? We've opened his word, right? Maybe he's brought it to you, not just through the word, but through prayer and through the circumstance of your life. You open the word of God and you know, okay, this is what Jesus calls me to do. But you've got all the excuses that start to pop up. That would make me look weird. Jesus, that doesn't really make sense to me right now. Or Jesus, that's going to put me counter to the culture. If I were to do that, you know, that would be really, I mean, I might get some glances or stares or questions about why I'm doing that. It might make me really uncomfortable. Maybe I'm just really tired. Lord, I don't want to do that. And yet, are we willing, like Simon Peter, to say, you know what? Here's all my list of excuses, but at your word, Lord, I will do it. I will submit and obey because I trust you. It's what the book of Proverbs talks about when it says, right, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Submit all your ways to him and he will make straight your paths. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make straight your paths. Lean not on your own understanding. Lord, at your word, I'll move forward. I will obey. And as we obey, it's oftentimes then after that we get to see, oh, you know what? Jesus does have a reason for what he's saying. And we may not always see it exactly. It may not even be until eternity that we get to see all of what God was doing. But I think many times we get to see exactly what Peter saw, the miraculous, God's activity. And you know what? Jesus knows exactly what he's doing. And I need to trust him. At your word, Lord, I will obey. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow for the LifePoint Drivecast. I want to take a moment and pray for you and then encourage you just to take some time and pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, may we become disciples, followers of you like Peter, who are willing to say, at your word, Lord, I will obey. And Simon Peter was not a perfect man, and God, neither are we. We are men and women who are flawed and sinful, and so we thank you, Jesus, that just like you forgave Peter and restored him, and by your death at the cross and your resurrection, he is made clean and made alive. God, the same is true for us. We are made alive in you, Jesus. But I do pray that you would give us faith when those moments come in life where we've got the list of excuses as to why we shouldn't do what you tell us to do, that God, you would give us the faith to trust you and lean not on our own understanding, but to submit to you and watch you make straight our paths. God, we love you. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Take a moment now and pray for yourself.